Tuesday morning, as the painters started plying their brushes and rollers, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan offered a background explanation to the project.
The Conference of Mayors did endorse the Color Care Across America program, and so different cities, of course, applied to be one of the fortunate ones, and Beans was selected.
Color Care Across America is a public service program proposed to the Mayor's Conference by Benjamin Moore Paints. From September through November, the paint company offered to supply enough paint to redo the interiors of 50 shelters or food kitchens across the country, one in each state.
A lot of other people would have loved to have this done to their facility, but we were chosen and we were really in need.
Jim Crockett is Beans Cafe's executive director. He said on Monday they'd served 465 meals. Community support, kitchen efficiencies, and platoons of volunteers, including the clients, keep the meals coming. But Beans has never had the resources to redo the dining hall.
We kind of tried our little thing. You know, the Day of Caring with United Way, they would work one little area. But we never have had that total facelift, so I'm excited about this.
Benjamin Moore supplied the paint, over 70 gallons in this case, and its local retailer, Curtis & Campbell, did the mixing and tinting. Curtis & Campbell also lined up three volunteer contractors. They were Magic Painting and Taping, Campbell Painting, and Hernandez Enterprises. Jose Hernandez has previously volunteered for some church and school projects.
It's like, it's make me feel good, you know, help others. I'm enjoyable, so I like it.
You're volunteering your company?
Yes, I'm volunteering, yes.
Are your guys getting paid?
They're getting paid, actually. Yeah, they're getting paid. I mean, then they asked me if I'm going to pay them. I said, yes, this is part of my side, and you know, I don't want you guys. But they're happy to be here to help us.
Hernandez had four workers on the site. The other two contractors also were paying their workers on the three-day project. While the dining room is closed during that time, the kitchen is not. The cooked food is being taken to the adjacent Brother Francis shelter. Crockett says everyone at Beans is willing to put up with 3 days' inconvenience for a color-bright facility. The new colors are a combination of blues, yellow, browns, and greens. They replace various shades of aging off-white. Mayor Sullivan sees the new colors as complementing Beans Cafe's mission.
Just to have an atmosphere that's fresh, new, painted bright, I think it makes it much more warm and welcoming when people who are down on their luck do need assistance. It shouldn't be in a dreary facility if you can possibly help it.
Hernandez's professional opinion of the new colors?
It looks good. I mean, it looks different. And, you know, before it was only one color. It looks flat. It looks kind of like, you know, nobody cares. So now we got some colors in. It's not only one color, so it's a few colors, some kind of contrast. And it looks good, you know, it looks attractive.
And as a future Day of Caring bonus, Crockett says there'll be enough paint left over for any needed touch-ups. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.